KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check some local sports from Saturday. First here this morning is the Atlantic Boys Golf Team won the title at the Denison Monarch Invitational at Majestic Hills Golf Course. Atlantic shot a 319 team score to win the meet. Spencer 327 was second. Glenwood third at 328. Denison with a 333 was fourth, and Harlan shot 338 for fifth. Lewis Central, Carroll, Trainer, and Storm Lake the rest of the field. Matt Gearhart of Atlantic was medalist, shooting the low round of 72, while Ben Reno of Atlantic was the runner-up medalist with a 74. Atlantic also got an 84 from Kyle Reno and 89 from Mason Gergen in Saturday's event. Also at the Hal Rosso Boys Golf Invitational Tourney at Audubon Saturday, it was Kemper Catholic winning with a 336. They edged out Panorama, who also shot 336. Nevada 337 for third place. West Central Valley at 375 was fourth. Earlham was fifth, followed by South Hamilton, Coon Rapids Bayard, Audubon, Panorama JV, and ACGC, the 10 teams in the meet. Panorama's Colby Shackelford was the medalist, running away with a 66 on Saturday. Nate Mertz of Kemper Catholic with 80 was second. Jared Tigges was third with 81 for Kemper Catholic. Lewis Central won the Atlantic Girls Tennis Tournament on Saturday. They had 17 team points. That was good enough for the team title. Clarinda was second with 15 points. Abraham Lincoln had 13. Harlan 10, and Atlantic had 5 points in that Saturday meet. The champions, Maddie Hartley of Clarinda was the number one singles champion. The number two singles champ was Sydney Schilling of Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln. The number one doubles champions were Natalie Driver and Presley Rodenberg of Lewis Central. Their teammates, Maddie Davis and Taylor Johnson, teamed up for the number two doubles championship in that meet Saturday. Also in high school soccer on the weekend, in the Atlantic Boys Soccer Tournament, it was Atlantic over Logan Magnolia 2-1 and West Central Valley beating Carroll 3-0 in the semis. The championship saw West Central Valley down Atlantic 5-2. Third place game was Carroll knocking off Logan Magnolia 3-1. Also in boys soccer, Lewis Central beat Harlan 2-1. In the Regina tournament, it was Columbus Catholic over St. Albert 1-0. Assumption beat St. Albert 2-1, and St. Albert over Beckman Catholic in a shootout 1-0. In girls soccer from Saturday, it was Pella over ADM. It was Pella over St. Albert, rather, in the ADM tournament. Also in that ADM tournament, Glenwood beats Des Moines Hoover 7-0, and St. Albert beat Clear Creek Amana 6-0. It was Greene County beating Logan Magnolia 3-0 in Saturday's action. Also, the Drake Relays qualifiers are now set for the relays, which get underway later this week in Des Moines. Among the local high school qualifiers in the boys' 100-meter dash, Cage Clay of AHSTW and Nick Foss of Harlan will both run. Atlantic had a number of qualifiers, including Chase Mullinex in the 800 meters. Also, Grant Reed qualified in the 110 high hurdles and the 400-meter hurdles. Atlantic also has a bunch of relay teams qualified. In the 4x100-meter relay, Atlantic, AHSTW, Glenwood, Harlan, Lewis Central, Shenandoah all qualified. The 4x2, it's Atlantic, Glenwood, Lewis Central, and St. Albert. In the 4x4, Atlantic, Glenwood, and St. Albert. In the 4x8, Atlantic qualified. Atlantic also qualified in the distance medley relay. Also in the field events, Nick Foss of Harlan qualified in the long jump, and in the discus, Caleb Beaker of Harlan and Joseph Zager of Audubon qualified for Drake. On the girls' side, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills qualified in four different events individually, the 800, the 1500, the 3000, and the 400-meter hurdles. Also, Chloe Hansen of Harlan will run the 400-meter hurdles at Drake. Also in the relays, Atlantic, Denison, Glenwood, Harlan, Lewis Central, and Trainer all qualified in the 4x100-meter relay, and the Trainer girls had their 4x400-meter relay team also qualify for Drake coming up later this week. In Major League Baseball action Sunday, St. Louis kept pace in the National League Central by getting homers from Colton Wong and Paul DeJong in beating the Reds for the 11th straight time, 9-2. Miles Michaelis was reached for just one earned run and five hits over seven innings to drop the Reds to a Major League worst 3-18. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh in 11 innings, 3-2. Milwaukee over Miami, 4-2. Chicago beat Colorado, 9-7. Arizona over San Diego, 4-2. The Dodgers beat Washington, 4-3. Mets at Atlanta was rained out. Abraham Almonte launched a grand slam in the 6th inning, and Mike Moustakas belted a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the 7th to power the Royals past the Tigers 8-5. Kansas City earned a 4-game split in Detroit by winning 2 of the last 3 following a 9-game losing streak. Also in the AL yesterday, it was Cleveland over Baltimore 7-3. The Yankees beat Toronto 5-1. Tampa Bay over Minnesota 8-6. Houston beat the White Sox 7-1. Texas over Seattle 7-4. Oakland 4-1 over Boston. In interleague play, it was San Francisco 4-2 over the LA Angels. Also in baseball news, Cubs star Chris Bryant had to leave Sunday's game after he was hit on the head with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Colorado's Herman Marquez. The ball made a loud sound and it hit off the underside of the bill of the helmet, and it was not immediately clear how much direct contact it made with Bryant's head. A team spokesman said Bryant had a cut above one eye but passed all concussion tests. The 2016 MVP is hitting .319 with two homers and 11 RBIs. Also around the league, Cardinals right-hander Adam Wainwright has been placed on the 10-day disabled list because of right elbow inflammation. The 36-year-old is 1-2 with a 3.45 ERA in three starts this season. He had been scheduled to start Tuesday against the Mets. Rockies outfielder Gerardo Parra has begun his four-game suspension after dropping his appeal. Parra was punished for his part in a benches-clearing brawl against the Padres on April 11th. Colorado also announced it's placed outfielder Carlos Gonzalez on the 10-day disabled list with a right hamstring strain suffered Wednesday against Pittsburgh. Well, the top seed in the NBA's Eastern Conference finds itself tied at two games apiece in the first round of the playoffs. John Wall delivered 27 points and 14 assists while sparking the Washington Wizards' late charge in a 106-98 win over the Toronto Raptors. Toronto hosts Game 5 on Wednesday. The Cleveland Cavaliers and Milwaukee Bucks have squared their first-round series at two games apiece, while the San Antonio Spurs staved off elimination. LeBron James provided 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists as the Cavs downed the Pacers 104-100 at Indiana. Cleveland will host Game 5 on Wednesday. Giannis Antetokounmpo capped his 27-point performance by tipping in the go-ahead basket with 5 seconds left in the Bucks' 104-102 win over the Celtics. The Celtics will host Game 5 on Tuesday. The Spurs avoided a four-game sweep as Manu Ginobili scored 10 of his 16 points in the fourth quarter in a 103-90 win against the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors can wrap up the series at home in Game 5 on Tuesday. The Pittsburgh Penguins survived a wild series clincher as Jake Guentzel scored 4 straight goals in an 8-5 win over the Flyers in Game 6. The Penguins will take on the winner of the Capitals' Blue Jackets series, which Washington leads 3-2. Pittsburgh would open in Washington or host the first 2 games with Columbus. The Nashville Predators solved Andrew Hammond and thumped the Avalanche 5-0 in Colorado as they earn a meeting with the Winnipeg Jets in the second round. Pecorine finished with 22 saves in his fourth career playoff shutout as Nashville wins that opening round series. A key for the Iowa offense next season will be the play of Keegan Render. The senior just completed spring drills after moving from guard to center. He replaces James Daniels, who departed early for the NFL draft. Render got some advice from a couple of former Hawkeye centers who are now in the NFL.
I'm feeling a lot more comfortable. I know James Ferentz and Austin Blythe have been around practice quite a bit earlier on, so that helped a lot. But yeah, as far as just getting the rhythm down and kind of how fast things happen, I think it's been a lot more smoother coming forward.
Render says with quarterback Nate Stanley entering his second year as the starter, the offense has made a lot of progress.
I thought it was a lot smoother. Obviously, it's the second year in the system. Not a lot of change when we switch, but it's still enough to kind of throw things off a little bit. But I thought Nate's done a good job handling the offense, you know, getting everybody calmed down in the huddle. I thought as O-line, we had more tempo, more rhythm a little bit, and just kind of understanding and kind of buying in a little more.
Sophomore Nick Neiman has the inside track to become the starter at outside linebacker. That's a spot his older brother Ben manned for 3 years.
He helps me out when I have questions and stuff, so that helps a lot. And he's always there for me if I need him. So he's been around this spring because he's working out, so that's helped.
Hawkeyes closed out their spring drills with their final practice on Friday night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.